the right thing. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defending the action that was taken by President Biden's attorneys in handling classified documents found at the president's home.
When it comes to this specific issue about classified documents, about classified information, he takes that very seriously. He did not know. Right. He did not know the records were there.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul is accusing the president's team of covering up the discovery.
His attorney found these documents a week before the midterm elections. Clearly, they had to have notified their client, the president of the United States, and yet nothing was done about it. And they swept this under the rug. They hid it until it was leaked to the media.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has launched an investigation into how the papers ended up at the president's home. At least six people dead in Alabama after severe weather that spawned tornadoes roared through the state, knocked down trees and damaged homes. This woman is in Georgia, where some tornado warnings remain in effect.
Everybody knew that there was something bad happening outside, and then our whole wall come down.
The National Weather Service in Louisville, Kentucky confirmed that an EF1 tornado struck Mercer County and that crews were surveying damage in a handful of other counties. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot reacting after facing criticism after her reelection campaign reportedly recruited students from Chicago public schools to work on the campaign for school credit.
Obviously, I knew that there were efforts being made to recruit volunteers with the specifics, and certainly if I had known that there was CPS emails being used, I would have put a stop to it long before yesterday.
Chicago's public schools and the city's inspector general are investigating, and the city's ethics board is expected to discuss this at their next meeting. On Wall Street, the Dow plus 216, the Nasdaq gains 69, the S&P adds 13. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man suspected of assassinating a former prime minister of Japan is expected to be formally charged.
Shinzo Abe was brutally shot dead with a handmade gun while making a campaign speech outside a railway station last July. Tetsuya Yamagami was immediately arrested, but rather than being charged, he was given a five-month psychiatric evaluation. Yamagami is now back in police custody, deemed fit to stand trial, and his lawyer says formal charges are expected to be laid on Friday. Police say Yamagami told them he killed the politician because of Abe's apparent links to a religious group that he hated. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The remains of a Florida woman missing since Hurricane Ian destroyed her home in December have been identified. Workers removing debris on a hard-hit Fort Myers beach discovered the remains of 82-year-old Ilanka Nez earlier this week, according to the Lee County Sheriff, who said she was one of two people still missing after the storm. You'll be paying more for yet another streaming service.
Warner Brothers Discovery is hiking the monthly price for the ad-free tier of its HBO Max streaming service. The move comes ahead of the launch this spring of its combined HBO Max and Discovery Plus streaming service. The monthly price of HBO Max will increase by $1 to $15.99 from $14.99. That's the first price increase for HBO Max since it launched back in May of 2020. The rate hike will be effective for existing subscribers in their next billing cycle or on February February the 11th. Warner Brothers didn't say whether the price of the annual subscription will change, but the company did say the price increase will allow it to invest in creating more original programming for the app.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wisconsin, the latest state to ban the use of TikTok on state phones and other devices. Democratic Governor Tony Evers ordered the ban after he says he consulted with the FBI and emergency officials. He cited privacy risks. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.